Western Slope Democrats Gail Schwartz and Millie Hamner are sponsoring the bill. It would transition the 10th Mountain Division license plate from a specialty plate into a charity plate. Representative Hamner says right now the plate is one of the most popular specialty plates.
What the bill would provide for is when people with the plates go to renew, it'll provide the opportunity for them to donate to the foundation. And also allow people who purchase new plates to be able to contribute as well.
The commemorative license plate has been around since 1998. It recognizes the men from the 10th Mountain Division who fought in the Italian campaign of 1945. These soldiers trained at Camp Hale near Leadville. After the war, many of them developed ski areas, including Aspen. Now more than 12,000 vehicles in Colorado have these plates.
Some people like them because they're cool. Others like them because they want to honor the 10th.
Tom Hames chairs the board for the 10th Mountain Division Foundation. The charity would receive the donations collected through the license plate program. He says the plates could raise an additional $65,000 for the organization.
We have many projects that we can't fund because we don't have enough funding. And that ranges from things like scholarships to Wounded Warrior programs, to special projects, memorial ceremonies.
Some of the money could trickle to veterans programs in the Roaring Fork Valley. Adam McCabe is a board member for the basalt-based group Huts for Vets, a group that takes veterans into the wilderness for communal experiences and therapeutic healing. He says his organization already receives money from the 10th Foundation.
The 10th now offers grants and they have resources and services, and we could just expect more of that.
McCabe is in favor of the bill in part because he says many people with the plates think their purchase is already supporting veterans' efforts.
I think a lot of people are already under the impression that, you know, when they go and support the 10th Mountain Division plates, that I think a lot of people make the assumption that that money is going towards veterans or going towards active duty personnel, and it's not.
Right now, the $50 charge for the plate pays for its production and goes into a fund for highway projects.
This bill, I don't support.
Republican Senator Kevin Lundberg of Larimer County opposed the bill at a hearing in late March. He says it's unfair to tack on an additional fee to an existing plate.
To take an existing plate for which thousands of people in Colorado have chosen to put that on their vehicle and now say to them, whatever this organization places, you know, there's some statutory limits, but it's still up to the organization, if I understand this correctly, to establish an amount that they will assess for the use of those plates. I believe that's a bait and switch.
If it becomes a charity plate, the fee for existing plate holders would be put off for a few years, and it could jump from $50 to $100. That's what Tom Hames of the 10th Mountain Division Foundation would recommend.
And that's similar to, in the same range as other plates. I know that some of the alumni plates for the universities are much more expensive.
The bill did receive approval from the House and the Senate in March, but Republican Senator Greg Brophy requested the bill come back for reconsideration. Brophy represents Colorado's northeastern counties and is running for governor. He did not return calls on Friday for comment about this story. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.